I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. If you're counting on your designated driver to be sober when you're ready to leave, it might not be true. This according to a recent study published in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs. 17% of those designated drivers studied over a three-month period had a 0.02 to 0.049 blood level when leaving the bar. The lead author concludes that designated driver campaigns might be ineffective, and designating the person who has merely had the least amount of alcohol is not a wise thing to do. The designated driver should have had no alcohol. Researchers say that driving skills start to diminish when the blood alcohol level hits 0.02%. By 0.05, impairment is obvious. In May, the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board recommended that states lower the blood alcohol level cutoff from 0.08 to 0.05%. States that have adopted the cutoff of 0.05 have seen a reduction in alcohol-related driving incidents.
For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.